This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Speaking, I suppose that we go from sometimes the ridiculous to the sublime here on the DJV program. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing Jennifer Horn, the two J's, Jay Kirshner, and then Victoria Keelan is here with, I find people ask me all the time, ladies, why do you have three women on the program with you? And my answer varies depending on who's asking me the question. I would say to you, however, if I were to really examine why it is that I think it's important that we all gather every day together, I find that women in general, but the three of you, as I have gone around trying to find over the years, three people that I can get along with that I thought added to the conversation, and certainly I'll start with Jennifer, but we've had adventures, Jennifer, haven't we, with other folks over the years?
Oh, yes. And, adventures, yes, to say the least.
Yeah. But I think the fact that women, and this is not meant to be a sexist comment, but I think it's true, although some men are good at nurturing. I think I'm pretty good at nurturing, actually. But women are better at nurturing. And I think that women sometimes are better at discovery, frankly, more curious in the main. I know that sounds like a gross generalization, but I find that that women are more, I find they're better organized and have in general. And certainly with Victoria, who's very organized, and Jennifer planning ahead with all the things she has to do every day in Jay's life that doesn't revolve around the radio world. It revolves around her husband and her son. But she's brought to us another sort of a fresh point of view, which we all need all the time. We need to always look at things differently and feel differently, I think. I think that's part of the challenge of the universe. So anyway, nurturing and discovering. I would use those words to describe the three of you as we move into something that really, really has got people on their ear. This change in guidance for people who take a daily aspirin. Do you realize what a game changer this is for millions, tens of millions of people, especially my age? People in their 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond who have been told by their doctor to take a low-dose aspirin every day. And now, here we go
still
again.
Now.
With science. Yeah, right. So science back again, regurgitating or throwing up on its own advice. I think that's
what made me laugh is that yesterday when the, well, I think it was either yesterday or a couple of days ago, the story came out about this, about not using the low-dose aspirin anymore.
Right.
The same day that there was a story that came out that said people who take aspirin, if they're hospitalized for COVID, have a much better time of it. Something as basic as an aspirin, because, and we've talked about this here, a lot of the side effects of COVID include blood clot. I actually started taking, I'd never taken baby aspirin before in my life. I started taking it when I had COVID because of the risk of blood clots. But there was a study that came out that was not just the Jennifer Horn, I tried this at home study, and it was said that people who were given just a daily dose of aspirin in the hospital had a much lower chance of going on ventilators, much lower chance, you know, all the, like, their survival rate was, I think, up by like 43% to 47%. And so it's interesting that it came out on the same day when then all of a sudden they're like, but don't take it, don't do this at home, don't try it at home. And my thought is, do you think they're worried about people bleeding to death? I mean, because
it's a hemorrhage thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and older people, and if you fall, older people, you know, you hear people who are in their 80s and 90s, you know, they fall and then they die. Like, that's the end of their life.
You get pneumonia.
Well, pneumonia makes more sense to me, but then the falling, and so a lot of them are on blood thinners already, and they're on aspirin, and and that gives you internal bleeding, and it makes everything so much more complicated.
Right. So when Ken Kronos, I want to give you the insight from the two doctors that I trust. You know, I was talking about the ladies and how their being here is so important. You don't get on this program unless you're good at what you do and unless we are friends, frankly, although most of the people that are my friends now that are on the program have developed that friendship as they've been on the program. But I'm very close to Jack, and I'm very close to Ken. Jack Stockwell, the chiropractor from Salt Lake City, who's on this program every week, and Ken Kronhaus as well, the cardiologist from Florida, who's been my cardiologist for 15 years, as long as I've known him. But he's a good general practitioner as well. A lot of common sense. Both of them have completely different ways of looking at medicine, but yet the competency that they bring to the conversation, I mean, you can listen. Jack's like a walking encyclopedia.
I call him the professor.
He really is.
And I feel like I wish I had him to teach some sort of nutrition class or something, because he would have been like my favorite professor in college.
But he gets into the weeds, and I have to, every once in a while, he can tell when he's gone into the weeds and he's explaining something, and I'll say, okay, Jack, enough of the weeds. But he and I were back and forth, and Ken's the same way. Ken's a researcher, and in addition to doing, he's got an MD degree and is highly touted in the cardiological world, but he also has a PhD in research. So he does a lot of research in his clinic in Florida, but it has to do with heart disease. So he's going to, and he didn't weigh in on this, which I found unusual, because he normally would send me an email or he'd call me up, because he has told me that I ought to be on a daily aspirin instead of, you know, after I had what some thought was a TIA a year ago, September, it turned out not to be that. But the neurologist said, well, keep taking your daily aspirin, whereas the guy from MGH, Mass General, said, no, you should be on Eliquis. And Ken thought I should be on Eliquis, too, until he found out it wasn't a TIA. And then he said, nah, the baby aspirin's fine. But normally, baby aspirin has been used for preventative reasons with people who are older, as you ladies were suggesting. But it was not considered, it wasn't as important as taking a baby aspirin after you've had an event. I don't think that guidance has changed, but it has changed for those who, like me, have taken an aspirin, because I do have thicker blood. And
I think
that's
it's useful for people as on doctor's orders. I think there's just a lot of people, like Bayer has the baby dose. You know, there's companies who just have the small dose, and I think there's a lot of people probably like me after COVID who probably just put themselves on it going, well, it can't hurt, and then maybe they're getting themselves
in trouble.
Well,
maybe that's not true. So here's the thread back and forth with Jack. He started with this. When did he send it? Yesterday afternoon at 2:40, he sends me this note. Panel recommends older adults drop aspirin to prevent first heart attack. And his conversation or his comment after that was only what I've been saying for 40 years. Next, I ask him a question. Does that mean don't use it? He said, yes, that leads to hemorrhage. Then I said, don't forget about, well, there was something else we were talking about. Then he goes on, I asked him about Eliquis.
This is like someone reading their text message thread to someone else who's not in on the thread.
Okay. But this all applies to the aspirin thing. They are all anticoagulants. I asked him about Eliquis. Eliquis doesn't have an antidote in case of overdose. And so I said to him, so that means, and he's in response, with Eliquis, if you start to hemorrhage, there's no way to stop it, which is a damning indictment of Eliquis as far as I'm concerned. So then I asked, what about other blood thinners and aspirin? He said they are all poison to one degree or another. And then he talks about some of the stuff
that's
available.
Nice.
It's natural. aspirin is the bark of a tree, so not so bad. But
Jack actually told me a couple weeks ago when he and I were talking about my allergies, and he said, and I said, well, yeah, I've been taking a Zyrtec every day. And he's like, you know, you really should stop doing that because, you know, he's like, that's really going right. He goes, it goes right to your liver. And he said, and that's ultimately poison. And he said,
what am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm transitioning to the all natural stuff that Standard Process makes. It's called Allerplex.
Yes.
And so I'm going to see how that goes. But then he said to me in that conversation, he goes, well, look, he goes, even if baby aspirin over time, it's poison to your liver. I mean, he's not wrong. I actually, I always Google a lot of stuff too, and that's true.
Well, that was what when Ken said, you know, you have to, if you're going to go on Eliquis or even the aspirin, you got to have your, we got to make sure, take a blood test and know that your liver is functioning properly before you get on either one of them. So that's completely true, and they both agree on that. The liver is probably the most sensitive organ in your body. And if it's not working up to, you're going to have all kinds of problems. Not up to snuff, you're going to have all kinds of other problems. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see, but this will give a lot of, this is going to bring a lot of people up short because they're going to ask, I'm going to ask the question now, although yes, he'll put me on something from Standard Process that'll help keep my blood from getting too thick. But that's why these things have become so popular, because they get older, your blood tends to thicken a little bit. And I've always prided myself whenever I give blood or whenever I've had a blood test, the coagulation is immediate. There's no bleeding.
You are such a strange person. You take so much joy in your health. Like you, I've never seen anyone who's like, I've got so much immunity. I have such a strong immune system. I've never heard anyone brag about their immune system.
I love you. You're like, you know what, like, listening to the Dodgers, you know, it's tough. It's tough getting up early because it's baseball playoff season. But I was watching the Dodger game last night because I was just laying in bed feeling a little bit better, and they were talking about the confidence of a pitcher, and you know what, you have the confidence of a healthy person. Like, you just, you have,
I
to,
think that's
to
part
be a
of it.
Pitcher,
your mental
you have
attitude,
to just know.
Right, if you're
so
always
like,
feeling
my
down
is the best.
Emotionally or physically, you're going to be, I think that's one of the reasons that I am as healthy as I am, because I have a good attitude toward most of this stuff. I think that's what, in part, you know, the spirit-mind-body connection is not a figment of somebody's imagination. Spiritually speaking, if you have, I think, your head on straight and understand what the universe is really all about, or try to understand what it's about, is very difficult. But then, you know, you think about how that affects your mind and your ability to think things through clearly, and that your mind controls your body. If you don't have a healthy mind, man, you're going to have a messy body. And so a lot of people just get so, we have so many influences and distractions now in our lives that we can't really focus oftentimes on ourselves. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way. I just mean you got to know yourself before you, you know, stick your nose into other things. And I think that's very difficult for a lot of people to do, because they don't want to know who they are, because it scares them. They don't want to know what the reality is. They want to know that the doctor tells them the doctor is the God. Well, the doctor isn't the God. The doctor is an expert in certain things, and he, based on what his research or what his experience in school is, will tell you this is what I recommend. But that's why a lot of doctors don't, you know, they don't agree on stuff. And that's where these studies come from, because some doctors got together and said, hey, wait a minute, we got to really look at aspirin again. Because, and this is not, you can be sure that this was paid for by some legitimate, the study was paid for by some legitimate institution and not Bayer, because it isn't going to help Bayer's business at all. 18 past the hour. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. And that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour now here on the DJV program, it's time for Jay to bring us up to date with some of the gossipy sort of trending things, starting with Tim McGraw, who had something very weird sort of happened as the audience booed at him. What the heck was going on? Where'd Jay go?
I don't know. Sorry, I was coughing and I was still on mute. My bad.
Okay.
That same cough is getting all of us.
Right.
Tim McGraw forgot some of the words to one of his songs, and he was getting heckled by some people, and he kind of, it visibly shook him. He definitely was triggered, and at one point he even kind of went up to the mockers. Before he went up to them, he was like, look, if you don't want to be here, just leave, and that wasn't enough. And then other people in the crowd were kind of yelling at Tim, like, keep singing, we're here to see you. Right. And later he addressed it during the show, saying that he's exhausted. He's filming the Yellowstone prequel. It's 1883, and he was filming for 48 hours straight. He's
tired.
That's
the choice he makes. So maybe
you punish your audience for that.
Exactly. Right. You agreed to your bookings. You could have changed something. I'm sure he and his wife, Faith Hill, also a country singer, are the stars of this show. I'm sure you could have worked with the producers and directors to figure out, whichever was booked first, whether it was the concert or the filming, move the second one. Don't agree to things.
People pay so much money to sit that close
to the
stage.
This is a bad on him.
I feel like these two, I like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, but it seems like they are constantly getting into, like, scuffles with the audience. Remember, it was Faith Hill who, like, punch some lady for touching Tim McGraw.
But that person grabbed his junk.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, why are they scuffling with the audience? I feel like they're out there like, all right, who's coming at me next?
Well, the weird thing is, so he forgot the words, and someone in the audience started heckling him for that? That's weird
to me. It was a couple, and I guess they were mocking him or something. You can't really see from the video.
Why would you mock someone that you like and that you've paid money to see? Like, I've been to a million concerts.
Today, Victoria. That's
so bizarre.
He's not the first person to forget the lyrics to his own song. People have forgotten lyrics, and they always laugh it off. And a lot of times, they'll just say, "I forgot you sing it," and they point their mic out to the audience, and the audience starts chiming in.
I mean, Bono is notorious for forgetting lyrics. I've seen him probably 6 different concerts forget the song, and everybody laughs and goes along with it, and the whole audience picks up and starts singing. I mean, Coldplay, I've seen Chris Martin mess up lyrics, and he just has to laugh it off, and he says, "Oh, sorry, guys," and everybody sings along anyway. I don't understand why someone would take him to task on that. That's weird. But his reaction was
His reaction made it, the whole thing even worse.
Okay.
Well, and this was very...
Go ahead. Uh-huh. No, sorry, Jim.
No, I just want to say, this was kind of reminiscent. This reminded me of Mariah Carey when she was performing for the New Year's Eve. And it was that whole debacle, yeah. And she... whatever it was, but then she made this comment. She was like, "I want a vacation too. Why don't I get to be off?" And it's like, you're the one that signed on to work. You didn't have
on New Year's
Eve. You didn't have to perform.
Yeah.
You're not the only singer in the world.
Big babies. So let's juxtapose that to Tony Bennett, who has full-blown dementia, and yet he remembers every word of every song that he ever sung.
Yeah.
So, give me a break. You guys, the over, whatever it is, whatever the right word is, the business
being
of celebrity, and I'm very important, and I'm tired, get lost. Especially if somebody paid $150 to see you screw up. That's on you, pal. And there are other people. I mean, I've been to, think about the boss and how many songs he has in his catalog. He doesn't screw up.
He probably does, but keep going.
Some of the old concert guys, when they can't hit the notes anymore, Frankie Valli just sticks the microphone in the audience, you'll sing the words because I know what they are, but I can't
Neil
hit the
Diamond,
notes.
Neil Diamond, same thing. Anyway,
yeah, right, exactly. So there's a big boo. I'm booing him.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. equity futures on Wall Street moved higher after the bell on Tuesday. Investors will be closely watching updates on inflation from the U.S. Labor Department, which will release its Consumer Price Index for September today. The Biden administration announced on Tuesday it's preparing to reopen the U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico to fully vaccinated individuals traveling for non-essential reasons at some point in early November. Unvaccinated travelers, according to Biden officials, will still be prohibited from traveling to the United States. As supply chain bottlenecks around the world threaten to dismantle the U.S. holiday shopping season, President Biden will unveil a plan today to try to ease West Coast delays at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, California, by expanding 24/7 round-the-clock operations. The ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles account for approximately 40% of the shipping containers entering the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Breaking down the Gabby Petito autopsy report from Tuesday, Dr. Michael Badden on Fox News lends his medical expertise.
Two important things. One is that the outside of her body, did she have any bruises or injuries, old recent injuries on her body in addition to the ligature mark, the manual strangulation marks? Because that will give an answer to one of the things that the defense is going to bring up with the diagnosis of manual strangulation. Is it like the preppy murder of the 1980s that was very popular, where a young woman was killed in Central Park? The coroner did not said just strangulation, but the report, the cause of death that was issued a week earlier, that was brought up, he signed off as manual strangulation.
The person of interest, Brian Laundrie, remains on the run. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen continues her pitch for the Biden administration's proposal that would require banks to report every customer's transaction of $600 or more to the IRS, insisting, quote, there's a lot of tax fraud and cheating that's going on, end quote. Yellen has not explained the threshold for who the administration would consider wealthy, nor has she ruled out going after wage earners. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's get to the download, shall we? Everybody can download bits and pieces of this program, the DJV Show, by simply going to djvshow.com, wherever you get your podcast, the highlights of every day's program. And you can hear the whole program all day, every day as well, at djvshow.com. So as we listen to each other, as we hear what we're saying, there's a kind of a hush. The old, who did that sound? Herman's Hermits? No. Somebody did. Phil, who did it? There's a kind of a hush. I want to say it was Herman's Hermits, but somebody in a group in the 60s. When it's another way of saying it is when we speak, people are listening. So it's important for us to sound like we know what we're talking about. Most of the time, I think we do. I may be more people, the folks on the program here, I tend to think that sometimes I get off on tangents and it doesn't sound like I know what I'm talking about. I feel confident that I do.
When you say, who plays the hush? Yeah.
But you're right, though. It is Herman's Hermits.
It was Herman's Hermits. Yeah, see the old disc jockey.
Good job.
Okay, so the focus on Shatner going into space brings us around to something you may or may not have heard about. There are strange radio waves coming from the Milky Way that are baffling experts in NASA. Well, not only NASA, but in all of these, there's sort of a new business, a side business, studying the world of extraterrestrials. Was it yesterday we were talking about the difference between aliens and extraterrestrials, or somebody doesn't like the word
Demi
alien?
Lovato doesn't like the word alien.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Anyway, these unusual signals that are coming from the center of the Milky Way. So now, where most everybody knows, don't you think that people know? I hope, I don't know, who knows what they're teaching in science these days, but the Earth and the solar system we're in is pretty much in the in one of the outer extremes of the Milky Way galaxy, which is, from what scientists have been able to discover, one of the smallest, if not the smallest, galaxy. And yet, there are billions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy, and there are things, you know, it kind of reminds me of a scene from that movie Gerard Butler was in. I can't remember the name of it was, where they're beaming messages to another planet that supposedly is just like Earth. And then some beings from this planet follow that, they track back on the signal, and they come and attack the planet. I mean, there's all these movies, there's like three or four movies that are coming out now. The trailers to them are horrible. The movies look awful. There's one with Angelina Jolie looks like, oof, what a horror show. And they always try to encapsulate, most of the time, unless it's Steven Spielberg, they capture what could be the most horrible scenario of beings that come from other planets. When in fact, I certainly like, you know, we all love E.T. as children and want to think that that's what is out there. Well, I'm sure there's a little of everything out there. And now they're trying to figure out what these signals are from this undiscovered stellar object. They're not even calling it a planet. It's just strange radio waves. They have never seen or heard anything like this before, ever. They can't seem to pinpoint where it's coming from, other than it's the center of the galaxy that we're in. We're in a corner of the galaxy, and these signals are coming. So think about, what does your imagination do? When you hear something like that, what does your imagination tell you? What do you think when you dig around and stuff like
this? I think someone's listening to the DJV show out there somewhere.
Well, that's very possible, because the radio waves that we use to get the signal around certainly are the only thing that restricts them is our atmosphere. The density of the atmosphere keeps the waves on a clear night. Ever done this? I remember as a kid. And a lot of people listening will remember this as well. I remember when I was about, I don't know, 7, 8 years old, I turned on the radio. We had a big old bulky radio that was in the den, and I loved listening to it. Turned it on, and I heard WGN in Chicago. I looked at my father and said, wow. So my father said, why don't you send them a letter? And I did. This is my first radio experience. I sent a letter to the station, and the general manager sent me a letter back thanking me for listening to the station as far away as I was. And then he told me that the signal hits 38 states or something like that. And that was the coolest thing. And then found out the WBZ in Boston, same thing. Clear channel station, 50,000 watts, hits 38 states, no sweat. But on a good night, you hear it better than on a cloudy night. Did you ever notice that? If you've ever done, well, nobody listens to AM radio anymore in your generation. Certainly in my generation, they do. As a matter of fact,
I do.
More. Yeah, you do, because you're on an AM radio station. And we are on, of the 400 and, well, we're just about to add a dozen stations. So let's say there's 420 stations that carry the various programs that I do. at least 70% of them are AM stations. And so this is, but back to this particular undiscovered stellar object that is behind the waves. That's all that NASA can say, is it's an undiscovered object. So what does that make you think? What is out there? And why are we getting these signals? I've heard many times before when you study these, because they get these signals all the time, and they can sort of pinpoint using the Hubble spacecraft or some of these other things that have gone out, Voyager, to map the universe. They can kind of figure where the stuff is coming from. The object's brightness varies. They can see it, apparently. And it's like a light switch, this guy who's the fellow at the University of Sydney School of Physics who did the discovery. So it's like a light switch that switches on and off. The strangest property, he says, of this new signal is that it has a very high polarization. That means its light oscillates in one direction only. The direction rotates with time. And we've never seen anything like this. So they're getting signals from space that are both visual and auditory. It's like from a pulsar.
Ooh. Whoa, there it is right now.
Good timing. Timing. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah.
We're reaching out to you, Doug.
Yes, reaching out to me is right. All right, so anyway, I guess I'm... Am I the only one fascinated with that? I guess I'm...
No, I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. All right, how about
stop
we go
that?
To...
You're freaking me out.
No, all right. All right, well, I want to talk about what the IRS is doing after this.
Hi, I'm Samantha Senavaratna with Food 52, and we are thrilled to be teaming up with Tillamook County Creamery Association on their All for Farmers program. This initiative, in partnership with American Farmland Trust, provides grants to farmers across the country to help them with their many challenges. Here is Steve Marco, the Senior Director of R&D at Tillamook.
We at Tillamook are committed to the future of farming. Because we're a 112-year-old farmer-led and farmer-owned dairy cooperative, farming and farmers are at the heart of everything we do at Tillamook. We are thrilled to team up with Food 52 this year to help amplify our efforts.
To raise money for the cause, Food 52 has created the All for Farmers Market, where you can buy beautiful home and kitchen items, Tillamook cheeses, and everything you need for fall entertaining. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to helping farmers across the country.
Visit allforfarmers.com today to get involved, donate directly to American Farmland Trust, shop the All for Farmers Market, and learn about farms who have been supported by the initiative.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Okay, so it's 43 after the hour, now that I've had my private conversation with one of my friends. I never bring, see, this is why I don't bring the iPhone into the studio. And Victoria's going to say, well, you can put it on
mute. Turn the ringer off.
Yeah, see, there I
went.
Was that
it's
predictable?
It's literally one flip of a switch. It's really
You know, it's funny. When I do this show, though, I don't bring it in either because it vibrates my desk. I notice even when I have it, like, I need to turn the vibrational thing off. But,
right. Yeah,
it's weird. I don't do this. I don't do it either.
Okay,
is that why when I text you during the show,
it's like 14 hours later?
Yeah.
40 minutes later, I'll be like, yeah, you're
right.
Hold
on a second. Victoria, you're texting Jennifer that I'm off my rocker? Is that what's going on?
She's kidding. She's saying hypothetically. Wink, wink.
Right. I'm glad Jay is not that disrespectful. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, Jay, you are welcome. We're all on the same thread.
Perfect.
Throw right, so everyone under the bus. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
So, one for one and one for all.
Thank you. The Three Musketeers and me. I can be D'Artagnan. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I
yeah,
like
Phil
that
Phil is definitely in our four Musketeers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like Charlie's Angels and Bosley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, anyway, back to the IRS. So, one of my friends is
talk
the...
Talk about Phil.
President. Yeah.
Talk about the IRS.
Yeah.
I thought we were still on aliens.
No, I think I made the point about the aliens. Don't you think it's really... what do we... You know, that's the information. Now, you do with it what you want. Do you believe in extraterrestrial life? I certainly do.
Well, here's the question, then. Would you ever want to make contact? Like, a lot of people believe
they've had an
interaction, they've been taken to a ship, they've been probed or whatever.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure if you've been to Congress, you've had contact already.
Right. Yeah. So, it's bizarre, and yet it's not. There's so much that we don't understand. We think of ourselves as being so smart, and we really aren't. We're not that. When you talk with somebody who's worldly, worldly means you understand what's going on in the world. Not the world is not the planet. The planet is the planet Earth. The world is the world. Everything. It's the universe. The world, and it's very complex.
Well, and it makes you feel small when you realize how big everything is. Space and everything. Right. We get so caught up in just doing our own lives that it's a good reminder that we're just a little tiny piece of it.
Okay, so anyway, the IRS, speaking of a little piece of it, the bank business, the bankers, the banker organizations, I have a friend who's president of my bank, and matter of fact, I'm having lunch with him today. One of the things that's on their plate, pardon the pun, is this huge incursion. The banking industry is up in arms, and they're pushing hard back at Biden and the administration with all of this IRS stuff. The bank president told me, I think I knew this anyway, he's had to hire 6 people in the past 2.5 years to just do the compliance stuff required by all the new regulations from the federal government. Now, along comes the IRS, and they're going to require more compliance to track every single deposit, every single transaction that's over $600, so that they can get their pound of flesh. In the meantime, that, according to Mark, the president of the bank, it's 3 more people that he has to pay $60,000, $70,000 a year to that come completely off the bottom line. There's no return for this. The banking regulators, both state regulators and federal regulators, have made it so difficult that these people who have the smaller banks, even though this one is a successful one, it forces them, and this is really the hideous part of this, it forces them to join in with bigger banks. So we have no more small banks, we have bigger banks eating up the small banks, and then the bigger yet banks are eating up the big banks, so that we are now back around to Citibank, Chase, and how many others, the big Bank of America. And that's it. It's like the same business with the food industry. It's the same everywhere. And people need to be brought up short as to what this may be the most incursion you have ever seen in your life into your private matters, private business, all in the name of collecting more money so they can waste more money. Who is it that's standing up and saying, this is enough, we've got to take control of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in federal spending? Nobody's doing that. These people it's like it was their money. They're so greedy. They want to spend. Yeah. It's important to have federal and local programs that help people, but my God, it's out of control. And the IRS, the bankers, they're not going to stand for this.
How effectively are they spending the money? I mean, I think this is the thing that's making people crazy, is that they keep asking, instead of managing things better, people are being asked for more and more and more and more money. And so then at what point are we getting the return on our services? And is anybody being
held
accountable?
No. And so they want more and more and more. And that's why Biden's approval rating is in the tank, frankly. And the bankers, they're not going to stand for this. You can be sure of that. And we shouldn't either. 10 before the hour.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our favorite times during the week is to have Warren Eckstein on the program to talk about you and your pet. Warren Eckstein is the pet expert from The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com, and please make sure you listen to him when he talks to you about his hugs and kisses, the mineral and vitamin supplement line that he has for cats and dogs. Different stuff for cats than dogs, because we all know that dogs deserve more attention than cats, and that's why it's important to find out what's there at hugsandkisses.com. Okay, so today, Mr. Eckstein, is National Pet Obesity Day. You were very nice. You sent me a note yesterday. Happy National Farmers Day. So today, I don't know, this is not a happy thing, because too many dogs are too damn fat, right? So how do we... There's been a real problem, apparently exponentially, in the increased size of pets. People feed them too much, don't give them enough exercise. So what do you prescribe for people in terms of discipline on the part of the person who's feeding the dogs? Not the dog's going to eat as much as you give them, right?
Let me just state for the record that according to People magazine, yours truly is the Jane Fonda of pet aerobics, pet exercise, and pet... Seriously, it was a four-page article many, many years ago. I wrote the book in the late 70s called Pet Aerobics. And the reason I wrote the book was specifically because I saw the problem then, and it just increases and increases and increases. And obesity is probably the most common thing veterinarians see, and people kind of, oh, look at the fat dog, look at the fat cat. They don't realize the same effects obesity has on people, diabetes, hip problems, arthritis, affects our pets as well.
Yeah.
So this is it's kind of fun.
Well, they
the
die earlier. If you love your
exactly.
dog, you want to keep them around. Hello.
Exactly. So that's why it's a really important subject. And I think people don't realize that one of the best ways, so many people feed their dog once a day, and the dog just gobbles everything in its bowl. Veterinarians, behaviorists, nutritionists will tell you the best way to lose weight, whether for a dog, a cat, or a human being, is smaller amounts of food fed more frequently throughout the day. That's a much better way to approach it. And you need to switch from those, you know, instead of giving your dog a piece of American cheese, maybe a piece of cucumber. So you want to make sure you compensate and you get that weight off, and it's really dangerous. I see so many dogs that are euthanized or put to sleep or pass away, not because of the fact that they're psychologically gone, they're psychologically sharp, their body just can't control them anymore.
Yeah. So you see, I've discovered that Daisy, I feed her a lot of different things that I just try to see what she'll eat. Loves carrots, cooked. She likes melon. I like the green melon, and she'll eat that. I think all those things are good for your system. And, you know, there are other things. I just cut her a little... I will buy a chicken in the store and feed her pieces of the chicken. I don't eat them.
But you have to lie. Yeah. This is the one time, Doug, it's okay to lie to your pets. Like, I have my dogs convinced that watermelon is liver. No, I...
Of course you do.
I do. I use different names for different things, and then there's always a little song that pre-exists the giving of it until they realize what it is, and then they think that, you know, great. We have it at 3 o'clock every afternoon. If I'm home, I have to sing a song called "The Watermelon Man." I'm not going to sing it for you, I promise. But the Watermelon Man is here, and they come running over. They sit down and they're up on their hind legs dancing. I got to videotape it, and they get a little watermelon, which is healthy for them. It cools them down, and so there are a lot of things people can do rather than giving dogs or cats heavy things to do. And cats are even worse than dogs.
Yeah. But this is why we have people like you on the air. This is the best material that you can find anywhere. And where else can you hear a conversation like this? And the next part of the conversation is an explanation from Warren as to why your dog sniffs. What is
about
important? I know. We've been talking about this. Okay, pal. It's time for you to shine. Why do dogs sniff? Please.
I have no idea, Doug. I have no idea. Here's the true story. A dog's nose is the most important sense they have, more important than their eyes or anything else. Our eyes are our most important sense. Dogs see the world through their nose. So scent, sniffy, letting your dog walk on a sniff, he absorbs and processes all the different scents. You also give insights into their behaviors. The dog that's over-sniffing might be more dominant. Mentally and physically, sniffing makes them feel better. It actually alleviates stress and decreases heart rate. But let's remember that a dog's sense of smell, their olfactory. Remember, I spent years training dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs. I often joke, I knew where the bombs were and I knew where the best drugs were. Joke, guys, joke.
Right,
anyway, the interesting part about it was that their sense of smell is so much better than ours that they differentiate things. So it's real important to let them go out when you take them for a walk. Let them smell. It's kind of their day on the internet. They sniff everything in the neighborhood and get all the information they need.
Very good. Yep, right. Daisy's especially good at that. Wow. All right, well, you've got a good sniffer too, Warren. Thank you for being here.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.